CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. He writes his column Wonderland, and this week he looks at statements made by the President of the United States and the President's administration that are a challenge to the facts as we understand. One is foreign policy, and that has to do with Afghanistan. One is domestic policy, financial domestic policy, the large bill pending, several bills pending in the Congress about Build Back Better. And another is about the border in Texas and Mexico. Dan, a very good evening to you. These three statements, we'll take them one at a time, not necessarily in chronological order, although it might work out that way. Let's begin with Afghanistan. The president making his preparation and explanation after the last moment of the U.S. deployment to Afghanistan said the word success. How did the American people hear that? How does anyone hear a catastrophe and a tragedy like that as a success? Good evening to you, Dan.
Hi, John. Well, it's extremely challenging, shall we say, almost impossible for people to translate the idea that the evacuation of Kabul was a success when they're looking at the disaster that took place, not least the bomber that killed 13 U.S. servicemen. But nonetheless, Joe Biden and especially his press secretary, Jen Psaki, when challenged on this, Ms. Psaki said she didn't see how it could be regarded as, quote, anything but a success. I guess they mean that to the extent that they did get people boarded on planes quickly at that airport and evacuated, taken out of Afghanistan. But many people were left behind. The Afghans who had fought for us were caught off guard at the last minute. And it was obviously something of a fiasco. I mean, you can have a fiasco that isn't a total failure. It was not a complete failure. The military performed its function quite bravely, notwithstanding the 13 died in the process. But nonetheless, the president of the United States just blandly stands there and tries to describe events like this as something other than the reality many people are looking at with their own eyes.
In your column, you pose that American citizens listening to that word success say to themselves, I don't know what's going on anymore. Maybe it's me, but I just don't get it. This is what you call a crisis of consciousness. What does that mean, Dan?
Well, it means that there are indeed many people who feel they don't know what's going on around them anymore. And I was arguing that we do live in a time when we have sort of made the transition from what we used to understand as old-fashioned lies, basically someone saying, I didn't do it, as they stand over the corpse with the gun, to self-delusion, kind of a mass self-delusion. People have been going on Facebook, for instance, for years and creating alternative personas or personalities. We know about that, basically fake personas that they create for themselves. And then they have these friends out there who buy in to the fakery. And I think there's a sense out there that there is a lot, there are many, many people in America today, in American life, who are basically faking it and asserting that anything they want on the assumption that half the country out there will go, well, what do I know? Maybe it's true. Maybe it isn't true. And that's what I call a crisis of consciousness. And I think it's why the Biden administration has felt on so many fronts that they could get away with saying anything about Kabul or spending or the border.
The evidence suggests
that that's not true.
Let's go to the second statement at the border. The border is closed. I believe that the Secretary of the Homeland Security has said the border is closed. What are we to make of a statement that quite clearly the border is not closed?
Well, one does. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and he said earlier this year that the border is closed, and most recently did say to Congress that it is no more open than it was before the previous before this administration, which is manifestly not true. And the scenes of the border are there on television night after night for people to see. It's a human tragedy. God knows these. The spectacle of women with babies in arms trying to cross the either the Rio Grande River or down there in the jungles of Panama, I find it very sad and appalling. But for the administration to not only argue that the border is closed, which it clearly is not, but then have no policy whatsoever, John, to do anything about this rather than just let these people stream into the United States and process off into the rest of the country, I think is something that is hurting this president really quite significantly at the opinion polls, which most recently have just been terrible for him among independent voters. And they're the ones looking at these scenes with their own eyes and trying to square it with the administration's pretense that everything's fine.
Now we come to the third statement that is the most difficult of all to understand. The president says the $3.5 trillion spending bill, or whatever it comes to, costs nothing. And maybe this is the joke about Washington accounting or Hollywood profit-taking. I don't know. But $3.5 trillion is somebody's money into the future, into the present? How does that cost nothing for Joe Biden? Does he believe that his supporters will just repeat that?
He does. And indeed, they do. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, within days, was standing there in one of her press conferences saying, quoting, as the president said, the cost will be zero. And she held up her fingers and formed a perfect zero. And indeed, some writers in the press started to make these elaborate arguments that Biden was indeed right that the cost would be zero because it includes all of these tax increases on the wealthy. But again, he's talking at nominally about $3.5 trillion of spending, not $300 billion of spending, not $1 trillion, $3.5 to $4 or $5 trillion of spending. And when the president of the United States stands in front of the American people and says the cost of that will be zero, people just shake their head and wonder if he's trying to push them into kind of alternative reality. And I really thought that was a seminal remark, statement by the president. I mean, all politicians shave the truth. We understand that. We accept that. But this was such a spectacularly false statement that I think it caught people up short, and they're beginning to wonder what is going on with this administration between the Kabul evacuation as a success, the border being closed, and now the $3.5 trillion adding up to nothing. I think there is a kind of withdrawal of confidence in the ability of this administration to execute if they have in their heads that all of these things they're saying are true when they manifestly are not.
In reading a column, Dan, I was driven back to childhood. The emperor has beautiful clothes. The emperor has no clothes. Is that where we are, Dan? That the American people know there is no clothing there, and yet there are statements made by the professionals and by their supporters that he's well clothed.
I think it exactly is the metaphor of the emperor's new clothes, the little boy who said, hey, look, he's not wearing any clothes at all. And the question is, where do we go from here? This is happening less than a year into Joe Biden's presidency. There's a long way to go with Mr. Biden in the White House. And the only place to turn, as I've said to some of my readers asking this question, is the off-year election next year. And we're going to vote for control of the House and the Senate, and indeed more immediately the gubernatorial race in Virginia between Terry McAuliffe and Mr. Youngkins. That, you know, if the Republican wins in Virginia, that will just be a shot across the bow of the Democratic Party. And that alone may cause a lot of them to pull up short and say, we just cannot keep going down this path with a president that lacks all credibility.
Daniel Henniker, Deputy Editor, Editorial Page, Wall Street Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.